Well, the two New Zealand activists being sued by an Israeli court for almost 19 grand say they're confident the ruling will not be enforced. Justine Sachs, a Jewish New Zealander, and Nadia Abishanab from a Palestinian family wrote an open letter to pop star Lord last year through the spin-off website asking Lord to join the artistic boycott of Israel, known as the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions, the BDS, a global pressure campaign. Lord went on to cancel the concert. The Israeli court said it's suing for the mental harm suffered by three teens who missed out on the concert. There's a lot more background to this on rnz.co.nz. But for a quick explanation, I'm joined by Nadia Abishanab. Nadia, thanks for joining us so early this morning.
Good morning, Wallace. How are you?
Good. From what I understand, an Israeli law group, Ashrat Hadin, filed this case under a 2011 Israeli law that allows civil lawsuits against anyone who calls for a boycott of Israel. Is that right?
Yep. So it's the first case, I think, that's been run like this. It's a bit of a precedent setter. So, yeah, that's true.
What is it that drew you to write the open letter to Lord in the first place?
Actually, I was contacted. A lot of people were already contacting Ella, contacting Lord, but I was contacted by an older mentor of mine who just said, look, I think it would be really good if, you know, a young woman, you know, someone like yourself, like a fan, could write something and write from your perspective. And I knew Justine was thinking of doing something too, so we just got in touch and did something together.
Right. I mean, it's not like you even know for sure your letter had an impact on law, do you? Or do you?
I think, you know, I think that's one of the interesting things about this. It really was a collective victory. I mean, she got thousands of messages even before we'd written the letter. I think maybe she did read our letter and that was something that we were hopeful about. But, you know, it's really hard to say with these things. And I think you've just got to put it back to the fact that, you know, our letter came out and appeared in a context that that a lot of people were saying the same stuff as us. And yeah, I think you have to look at it in context.
Right. So you two are both friends living in different cities in this country, both women in your early 20s, but both fairly long-time activists on this. You know, you're an early childhood teacher with a little baby. Did you ever expect that when you wrote this letter that it would have such an international impact? I mean, it's been around the world.
No. Like, that's the thing. We really, really didn't. And I really can't stress that enough. You know, each time kind of things have come up around this, and even just with the ruling yesterday, you know, you have, like, international media calling you, and you suddenly are kind of struck with kind of a duty of responsibility that, you know, has fallen upon you, because what Israel's chosen to do with this is kind of, I guess, make an example out of us. And that's not something we ever anticipated when we wrote the letter. We were hoping, we were like, maybe Lord will read it. New Zealand's a small place. You know, that was literally our mindset. So, yeah.
Have you sought legal advice? I mean, does this ruling, do you know for sure that this ruling has any jurisdiction in New Zealand? Will you have to pay?
Look, we're not paying. I don't think that, you know, all our advice has been that this is not going to be enforceable. But I think beyond that, you know, we're really trying to refocus the issue on I guess, Palestinians and what this is all about, because we see Ashrat Hadin's tactics, and a lot of people will say this, as aimed at intimidating people who want to speak out about this stuff, and they want to make an example out of us. And so we actually, given that we've had this kind of push upon us, we felt that it was expedient to actually recenter the issue back on Palestine. We're not going to be paying.
Okay, so you set up a fundraiser instead in response to the ruling, but it is not to pay this fine. It's for something else. Is that right? Tell us about that.
No, so we were basically overwhelmed from yesterday morning with a lot of offers from across the country, really, really generous offers. A lot of people have been really supportive and said they wanted to do something. They were saying, we'll give you money and we'll make donations. So we said, look, we don't want any donations. We're not going to be paying the fine. But if people wanted to give us donations, we wanted to kind of capture that spirit of generosity and just refocus this, like I said, on the real issue, which is that over 50% of children in the Gaza Strip are growing up with PTSD as a result of, Israeli incursions and military aggression and bombardment. And I don't think a lot of us can even imagine what that reality might be like, but it's really, really intense. And so not only is there a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, but there's a mental health crisis. And it being Mental Health Awareness Week, and also a comment on the ridiculousness of being fined for causing mental harm to three teenagers who didn't go to a concert, we wanted to fundraise. We aimed to fundraise $12,000 New Zealand, just that was kind of like the symbolic amount for the Gaza Mental Health Foundation. And after about, I think maybe 26 hours yesterday, we clocked the $12,000 mark. So I'm just really amazed at the generosity of the people of New Zealand.
It's good to have you on, Nadia Abu-Shanab there, who wrote an open letter to pop star Lorde last year through the spin-off website asking Lorde to join the artistic boycott. It's known as the BDS.